Heftier Wallow. That's a tribe. It's the original black tribe. And during the plantation times, they had these two owners. They named the plantation, but they didn't know they were naming it after our tribe. And most of the people that was on the Heftier Wallow plantation was from the Heftier Wallow tribe in Africa. A lot of great black folks come out of that tribe. That's the tribe, believe it or not, that produced guys like B.B. and Bobby and Brooke Benton, Wilson Pickett, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, and all them, Stevie Wonder, no doubt. They had the Heftier Wallow traits, the way they do things that they do. Them Boer Island Negroes don't do nothing like that. The Boer Island folks, they always with the opposite party. That's them house cats. But we Heftier Wallow cats, we field, river bottom, and swamp cats, we the one that's got the real jolly up joy. And whether you know it or not, the Heftier Wallow tribe also has biblical roots in that we are descendants of one of the 12 tribes of Israel, the Asherites. And if you look up in your Bible dictionary, you look up the word Asher, the meaning of Asher means happy. Well, we're all up in that jolly joy. Me being a country boy from the Heftier Wallow tribe, and I'm from the old school, I try to very strongly stick with my basic musical roots and heritage. I pride myself on being a traditionalist. And that five-part harmony is a great, intricate part of the Afro-American music tradition. Now, as for the bass vocal, that has a very important root because it's like the foundation to really get everything else set in order. And like when I do that bass on Purple Rain, it really gives it a full sound when you got the bass in there. And then the back lead, the background lead is like he's singing the melody. Lead harmony is like singing the lead melody of the piece. Purple rain. And you got the fifth in there. That's about a third interval above him. It's the first tenor, fifth singer. And then to make it all complete, you have the baritone vocal in there. Rain. Get that southern slide. Rain. We southern Heftier Wallow Negroes, that's what we had that thing going down through the years ever since I can remember. And even before they started adding guitars and organs and all that to it, we used to have these acapella doo-wop and gospel groups and numbers like Feeling Happy Each and Every Day. Well, the bass singer would mostly like be the leader on that one. Oh, well, I'm feeling happy each and every day. Whoa, feeling boom, 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 happy, boom, 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 each and every day. I got the joy without inside. Well, and I know it's a mighty good feeling that I just cannot, oh, I just cannot. You know, can't no Bo Riley do that kind of canon. That take a that take a country Heftier Wallow Negro to do that. All in the jizzly jizzle. Like you'd say, it's going on, but in black euphonics, it's gizzling, izzone, gizzone to the bizzone. Getting all ready for the jizzly jizzle. Talking about tall jubilation in the camp. Boy, it is showing up tizzle jiznubilization in this here kisnamp.